Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. We're back at Hodgetown for a homestand against the Midland Rockhounds. I'm joined by Jordan Lawler, beginning week two of this rehab assignment with the Soddies. And Jordan, welcome back to Amarillo. Welcome back to Hodgetown. How does it feel to be back here?
Yeah, right when I got off the plane and then got into downtown, just a lot of memories came back. And yeah, I've had a really good time in Amarillo.
What was your vibe of the clubhouse last week? I know you've played for Colina before, so you know what a Colina-managed team to a certain extent is going to look like, but what's the vibe in the clubhouse for you?
Yeah, it's a great group of guys, a lot of energy, all fighting for each other, and it's just really refreshing to be around that and kind of have some young blood and all that kind of rolling around.
How's the hamstring feeling?
I don't feel like anything. It doesn't feel like anything, so that's how I want it to feel.
No doubt. I know that this has probably been a frustrating season for you, given how much time you've spent on the injured list, but, I mean, you got about 2 months left in the major league season. What are you focusing the most on baseball-wise here this week during the rehab?
Yeah, I think it all depends on how you see things. There's been a lot of growth, a lot of opportunities throughout this year. Kind of had a similar one at 24 as well. Just learn and you build, keep stacking blocks. While I'm here, just want to continue to kind of refine all parts of my game. It's always my goal when I show up to any field I'm at, and just put good at-bats together and get on base and score some runs for the guys.
Sod Poodle fans obviously remember you as a shortstop in your year here in Amarillo. Now you've transitioned to the outfield. So what are they going to get from outfielder Jordan Lawler compared to the Jordan that they saw in 23?
Consistent and just making plays and having fun with it. It's a fun opportunity to go out there and be with a different set of position players. And just, again, I walked out there, I talked to him about, like, I've never been in the outfield seeing kind of that backdrop that's here. So it's just a lot of different views and perspectives.
I talked to Drew Jones about this last week when you first showed up, but obviously you being here bumps him over to right field, and he's an all-world center fielder for the Soddies most days. But what is it like being out there with him? And I think, you know, it doesn't take a genius to see that you two profile pretty similarly player-wise, right?
Yeah, I mean, anybody that's elite at his position like he is, I'm always asking questions, and he's really good at what he does. So I learned by just kind of watching people and asking the right questions and kind of letting my game play off his game and his game play off mine.
You guys got to play a couple games together in the outfield in this spring, so it's not the first time, but it's got to be fun to be out there with a guy who has as much talent as he does.
Definitely. It's fun when you can know a ball's hit and it's probably going to get caught.
Yeah.
Just having that speed here and then even in the big leagues with the different assets we have there, it's really cool to know that ball gets in the outfield, it's probably going to be an out.
I wanted to ask you about the Diamondbacks themselves, because obviously it's been a great run recently to hold on to one of those NL wildcard spots. I know it pains you probably to not be in that clubhouse with them right now, but I know that you're watching intently from afar, right?
Yeah, always watching the guys. I have a lot of friends on that team and just want them to play well, rooting for them. And yeah, I'm just kind of living through them right now and then just enjoying the opportunity to have to be on a field again, anywhere outside the training room. Especially when you love this game as much as you do, is always a good time, and it just reminds you to be grateful for the days you do have on the grass.
Colina refers to you as one of his sons that has graduated into the major league level, but what has that relationship been like? Because obviously you were here together in 23 when he was the bench coach. You guys have spent so much time together as he was your infield coach when you were an infielder. What does that relationship mean to you?
It means a lot to me. He's one of the guys I'm closest to coach-wise with this organization. I feel like we've always kind of been close from probably my first spring, and just continue to keep building that relationship close with his son, and I've been over to his house a few times in Arizona, so really great guy. He wants to win. I respect people that want to win, want to compete, and he's helped me a ton as well.
Last one for you, not to put you on the spot, but can you pinpoint what might be your favorite memory of baseball here at Hodgetown?
Oh, man. I'd say two popped in my head. One was the homer I hit in the parking lot. I think it was like 470-something.
Yeah.
Actually against Midland.
Yep.
Lefty, Midland. And then there was a game against Frisco. I don't think I started off too good. Then I think I finished with maybe a homer or two. And then I walked it off against Mark Church. So backside. That was a pretty fun memory.
Two good ones. Jordan Lawler on the ANB pregame show. Thanks so much.
Yeah, I appreciate you always.
We return next on News Talk 940 AM.